So as I've already suggested, we do have KDIGO guidelines from 2021, which will need updating. And again, the idea, as we discussed, is to really identify your patients early, get a definitive biopsy, risk assess your patients, and then optimize lifestyle modification, blood pressure control, and utilize maximal tolerated foundational therapy with RAS inhibitors. Again, consider SGLT2 inhibitors or even sparsentan for those patients who still have residual proteinuria. And then now for those patients who still have significant proteinuria, we have to consider further therapy. And that may be enrollment still into clinical trials. If they have preserved GFR or not terribly reduced GFR, perhaps around 30 mils per minute, then you'll continue their maximal supportive care. You can critically evaluate the risks and benefits for systemic corticosteroids, but perhaps this would be a good place to consider targeted Nefecon, targeted budesonide. And there are some studies in isolated populations, such as in Chinese patients, using mycophenolate as a consideration. But again, consider the toxicity versus risk and tolerability of these agents. If the GFR is low, less than 30, we're probably stuck again utilizing maximally supportive care, and you'd have to carefully think newer approved therapies available, such as targeted release formula budesonide, even sparsentan, if you haven't previously used it. And again, would not consider immunosuppression because there'd be more risk than benefit.